It happened again. Here we are again, talking about the exact same thing over and over. The Angels can't sign big free agent pitchers. We got to talk about it. Let's do it right now on Locked On Angels.
You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day every single day. I'm Steve Granato, your host. You can shoot me a follow over on Twitter at Steve Granato, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. This might be feeling like it's coming a little bit later just because of the way we've been releasing episodes and been covering the lockout here. So I wanted to take this episode here on this Friday to talk about what happened at the end of the the period in which before the lockout started, right? December the 1st. Let's talk about December the 1st and what happened. We're going to talk about that here in our first segment. We have a couple of voicemails from you guys that we're going to go into, and then we'll give you a brief update on the lockout and where it stands here as of a couple of days in. That'll be in our final segment. So let's just jump to the news, and what everybody knows about already is the Marcus Stroman signing. This, if you have been following along with Locked On Angels, you know that this one really, really, really stings. In case you aren't aware, Marcus Stroman, free agent pitcher, reaches a three-year deal with Chicago, the Cubs, $71 million. This is coming from ESPN. Chicago, Marcus Stroman rushed to the airport and caught a flight from Los Angeles to Chicago as soon as he got the word from his agent. The article then goes on to say, Stroman said the deal came together really fast and his senses were kind of heightened once his agent told him the Cubs were interested. He's also looking forward to pitching at Wrigley for the first time, yada, yada, yada. So it's been a couple of days, or it's been like a little over a day as of this record. We're recording this here on Thursday afternoon for Friday's episode. So it's been a couple of days, and I've gotten like my emotions kind of in check at this point a little bit. When this happened, I was like, I was not feeling good. I'm not going to lie. This one really, really stung. If you remember, if you again follow along, you remember a couple of episodes ago, I said this.
If the Angels don't get Marcus Stroman, now we can talk. Okay, that's when we go, all right, now this is a problem. I'm not going to say that this isn't a problem as it is now, but if Marcus Stroman goes to a different team, that's when the panic button starts getting pushed.
Well, here we are. I'm pushing the panic button here. I know this gets a weird wrench thrown into the system because of the lockout now and how this is all going to feel. It didn't seem like Stroman was going to sign before the CBA ran out. It just didn't seem like it. I had seen no rumors. I had seen nothing about it. And then all of a sudden on December the 1st, you know, I saw one rumor that I was a little iffy on and it had the Cubs name in it. And I was like, I don't really know if I trust this source. And then obviously that came to fruition. Here we are again. And I mean, I don't understand, and we're going to probably learn more about this as time goes on. But from where we are right now, it doesn't seem like anything happened between Stroman and the Angels at all. Like, I know that they were interested, but from everything I remember here, it doesn't seem like that went any further. So what happened? What happened here? And I know that Marcus Stroman wasn't everybody's top free agent. I know Angels fans, some Angels fans are like, oh, whatever about it. But I know the majority of them were pretty upset. And so was I. And I just don't understand what happened here. And hopefully we get some more clarity on this in the coming days. I don't know how it's going to work out with the lockout, how much people are going to be talking about this, or is more just going to be lockout stuff. But so Marcus Stroman was in Malibu. He was here. He was up the freeway. And he jumps on a plane and flies to Chicago at the drop of a hat and signs an agreement in like hours. How did that happen? How did the Angels not go, hey, Marcus, drive down the 5. We're right here. Let's talk. We can meet in LA. I don't get it. I just don't get what happened. So I don't know. I'm still flabbergasted by it. Now that I'm talking about it again, it's still boggling my mind that this just never even had a chance, at least again from what we know at this point. It just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, we can talk about this all next week, and we probably will talk about it all next week about what the Angels can do now. But as a brief little, you know, tease into that, really the big thing the Angels can do now is trade, which I know they can't do during the lockout. But that's like the only thing they can really do now, right? The big free agents are gone. They're gone. They're just gone. And the Angels didn't get them, right? Noah Syndergaard, yes, I know. But we're talking like the upper echelons. Your Rays, your Gosmans, your Scherzers, your Stroman. Gone. All gone. None of them played for the Angels. So that's where I'm going, okay, well, really the only option here is trade, right? That's really the only option. And that's something I don't want the Angels to do personally. I do not want to lose Joe Adell, and I do not want to lose Brandon Marsh. I just do not want to lose them. And now the Angels have been pigeonholed into a corner to where that seems like it's the only possibility to really compete for a young, great arm, like a Luis Castillo, right? That's the big name on everybody's mind. But from everything we know about that, that's going to take Adell and or Marsh. I just don't see a path forward where the Angels can keep both of them and get better on the starter front in a big way. I just don't see it. And hopefully the Angels can work their magic. Maybe Perry Minasian has a million tricks up his sleeve. And if that's the case, great. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But from where we're looking at it right now, it just doesn't seem possible. And I know this feels like Groundhog Day, man, because it does. It just feels like we're going through this loop again. Again, this is happening. And it's extremely infuriating. And I get that. And I hope, again, that I'm wrong. I hope the Angels can figure something out. And I know you guys are feeling it. And that's what we're going to talk about here in a second. We have some voicemails. But this is rough. This is really, really rough. And it's a weird sting because of the lockout right now. But just from an Angels baseball perspective, this one's flat out, this sucks. This episode is brought to you by Built Bar. This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar or even better than candy. Built Bar is filled with so much good holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat. And of course, high in protein. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. There's so many flavors. You're going to have a hard time choosing. They got raspberry, mint brownie, cherry, double chocolate, cookies and cream, peanut butter brownie. It's going to give you the extra fuel you need to bust down those mall doors and battle the holiday shoppers. Built Bar can give you that extra something to keep you going. So throw one in your jacket or purse, and you never know when you're going to need it. Tell Santa, as a matter of fact, to throw some Built Bars in your stocking. They are going to be everyone's favorite Christmas present this year. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. You can get some of those marshmallowy treats like the Built Bar Puffs. They taste so, so good. Tons of different flavors, again, covered in chocolate. Again, that promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order at built.com. All right, guys, some reaction to this. We got a couple of calls from you folks. Let's go ahead and take a listen to a couple of our voicemails.
Hey, Steve. This is James from Kingman, Arizona again. Just wanted to reach out and say I'm basically, after seeing all these signs that have gone down with Scherzer and, you know, I got to say I've gone from being excited over, you know, the Angels signing Thor and Loop, thinking they're committed, to really going down and grabbing some pitchers this year, to just flat out thinking they just don't get it. They think that one or two guys is all you need. I mean, I don't know if it's Artie Moreno or if it's the entire front office, but I really don't think we're making the moves we need to. I hope something changes. Thanks a lot for the show. I really like it. And look forward to seeing it for many years to come. Have a great one. Bye.
Hey, James, thanks for your call, man. Yeah, man, what a roller coaster, huh? What a roller coaster of a week it was. You know, the Loop signing, the Lorenzen stuff, the Raisel Iglesias stuff. Like, we didn't even mention that in this episode. Yes, the four-year deal. I mean, what a high of a high. I was riding high on that. And then I went, let's go get Stroman. Let's do it. and then it just falls apart. So it has been a total roller coaster, James. I'm right there with you, man. I get where, and I this voicemail came in before the Iglesias situation, so, and the Stroman situation for that matter. So, yeah, man, it's been, I wish it had gotten less roller coastery for you this week, but it just did not. It has been a weird offseason, and with this lockout, it's just going to be even weirder. James, thanks for your call. You can always call us 714-409-6396. Okay, we have another one. Let's take a listen to this one.
Hey, this is Zach from IE. When the news broke that Stroman was going to the Cubs, it was really the final straw. I said about a year to a year and a half ago, Artie has to sell a team or make a ownership group around him. He's not willing to spend his money. And I get that. But when you have arguably one of the best players ever to play the game, one of the most intriguing two-way players ever, and you have a top third baseman, and you surround these guys with mediocre pitching outside of Thor, but you don't know what's going to happen with him, and you don't really empower your GM, you just sell a team or create the ownership group, quit trying to think about how much money you can make by surrounding the stadium or building a new stadium. It's an awful team. No one's going to come anyway. I was excited for this offseason, but at this point, we're going to be forced to probably make a trade for Castillo and lose Adell or Marsh and pitch in other pitching, or we're going to have to rely on different minor leaguers to fill roles or just try to do another patch job work. I don't think it's enough to get us that far. We might get to a second wild card if everything pans out perfectly, and with so many question marks, I just don't think it's going to happen. Artie could take his $1.9 billion in profit from selling the team and live a happy rest of his life. So this is Zach Knight. Have a nice night.
Hey, Zach, thanks for calling in, man. God, I can hear it in your voice, bro. I can hear it in your voice, and I am right there with you. This is the problem, dude. I hate to be this guy, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm going to tell you straight up, dude, Artie's not selling this team. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. As much as fans would love it, it's just not going to happen. Look at everything that has gone on over the last couple of years. Buying the stadium and this proposal to build up the area. I'm in this area. I live in Anaheim. And with them and the Samuelis over at the Ducks, they are looking to build an empire here, right? He would name it Moreno Land if he could, right? They are looking to build this area up as their legacy. Artie's not selling this team. And the thing is, though, when you mentioned that he's got to stop thinking the scope of how much money he's going to make out of this, that's not how owners think. And Artie's not unique in that way. And I've mentioned that before. He's not unique, right? They're all driven by money in every sport. I mean, that's the whole point they get into it. You know, so there's some, sure, they're like, oh, I'm a big sports fan, sure, whatever. Some motives are clear at the beginning. But by the time they're deep in it, like Artie's deep in it at this point. I mean, he was trying to buy the Diamondbacks at one point way back when, and then had to settle with the Angels, essentially. Had to go, well, the Angels are the second option. He wanted Arizona. That's what he wanted because he's from Arizona. He wanted the Diamondbacks and couldn't do it. Then he bought it from the Angels here, or from the from Disney here. So it's not like he had a deep love of the Angels, right, from the beginning. It was a business expense. And I can't really fault him for that because that's how they all think, you know? Like, I'm not going to just single him out in that regard. But again, they're all driven by money. And now look at the situation that we're in baseball as a whole, right? As a whole is over money. And that's just how this works, right? Owners have always been driven by money all the way back to like the early 1900s. It hasn't changed. Artie's not unique, right, in that case. So he's not going to sell this team, man. There's not like this massive pressure on him to do it. There just isn't. So there, from his eyes, this is still a positive business venture. He is still making hand over fist in money, money, money. The bags keep rolling in. Why sell it? Right? There is no point for him. He's buying the land. He's buying the stadium. He's buying the area. And that money is just going to keep rolling in. It doesn't matter how many people are going to the ballpark. It just doesn't. TV money, man. TV. That's where all the money is. They're selling those TV contracts. And that's why the owners want expanded playoffs. TV money. It's right there. We're going to talk about that in a second. More on the lockout. But I'm sorry to break it to you, Zach. I'm sorry to break it to everybody. I hope I'm wrong. Artie's not selling this team, man. That ain't going to happen. This episode of Locked On Angels is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to the new desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code Locked On. Basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, even Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. Back here on Locked On Angels, your first listen of the day. Let's go ahead and do a little bit of a lockout update here. I will go ahead and say right here at the top, if you have not caught our two-part locked out guide, I guess lockout guide, they are available right now. They are the previous two episodes if you're on the audio side. If you're on the YouTube side, just look for it in the episode description. We have a playlist of all our lockout information. So that is where everything will be uploaded. So you can always hit that subscribe button and, of course, that like button, and you'll be able to jump on over there and catch all that information. I'm not going to get too into the weeds here, but there was some things that came out that we obviously didn't get to talk about just yet. So I wanted to talk about it. Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Baseball, did drop a letter like it's a mixtape. He dropped a letter, and I can go on and on how bad it was. As a matter of fact, we did our first Twitter space Wednesday night when the lockout happened. And we plan on maybe doing some more of those. If you don't know what Twitter spaces is, it's essentially just like a live audio feature that we can do on Twitter now. And we did it with the Super Halo Bros, another Angels podcast, and we had a whole bunch of fun reading the Manfred letter, and it was a whole bunch of fun. So we plan on doing those more in the future. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels to get those notifications and stuff when we go live. We might be doing those throughout the lockout, and probably gonna do some like live Q&A stuff on there, just kind of fun. It was a big success, so hop on over there to our Twitter account, and we'll probably be doing some soon. But yeah, dude, That letter was just ridiculous. I'll leave a link to that as well in the episode description if you haven't read it. It is plastered all over every single Major League Baseball site. Every single one. Angels.com has it. And every MLB site has pulled almost all their references to the players, right? They are like almost all gone. The only thing you could really find is like roster and stats. That's pretty much it. All the articles are gone. All like the top guys like from last season, how they have like the, you know, like ERA leader and strikeout leaders. Those are still on there. Those are gone. All their pictures are gone. If you haven't seen that yet, all the pictures are gone. And that's kind of turned into a bit of a rallying cry for the players, right? The players are starting to change their Twitter pictures. And the only one that I've seen as of this record that did it on the Angels was Noah Syndergaard. He's the only one that could, that I could find. I checked, you know, everybody's, you know, Patrick Sandoval and David Fletcher. And I, you know, just did quick couple searches, over on Twitter. And the only one I could find was Noah Syndergaard. He changed it on, Thursday afternoon or Thursday late morning. But this is what I want to say here as we gear up. And again, we have the full guide, so I won't get too into this, but I just want to prepare you all for a fight here. This is going to be a long fight, and you know what? It's probably going to get ugly. And honestly, it kind of already has. It has already kind of gotten ugly. Just be ready for the narrative spins. Be ready for, you know, like hit pieces and things like that. Like, this is just going to get bad. And the one thing I will say, the positive side of this, I hate that this is such a negative episode today. Like, I like to try and bring a positive spin to everything. You know, I'm trying to bring positivity to the Angels fan base. But sometimes you just, you know, sometimes things are negative, and it's just how it is. But the positive side of this is almost everything I've seen from the fan side is on the players, like behind the players. Like, we're standing behind the players. And I think that's where we need to be. Personally, that's where I'm at, right? I think you could tell by now, if you watch Locked On Angels enough, that I am not Mr. Gung-Ho owner, right? Like, that's not who I am. So the players are the one that put the product on the field, right? They're the ones that we love. They're the ones that we form bonds with. You know, those are the guys that make lasting memories forever, right? So I'm always going to be on the player's side. There are many, many problems with the negotiations. There are many, many problems with the last CBA, and that's why we are in this situation. So just prepare, man. You got to prepare for a long fight. We're probably in this for a couple of months. As of this record, they don't even have another negotiating time set to talk. Players and owners don't have a time to talk right now. That's going to change. Sure. They're going to talk. But I don't know, man. The way this has started isn't great, but the public outlash towards the owners and Rob Manfred, which has been building for years, is encouraging. So if you are a fan and you have the power to do that, and if you want to do that, like, I will stand behind you 100%. And, you know, I will always stay on the player side unless I think they get something ridiculously crazy. But right now, I'm on the player side, and I think that Angels fans should be too. Let me know how you feel about this over on Twitter, at LockedOnAngels, of course, my Twitter account, as well as at Steve Granato. Give us a phone call. We are taking your questions for Monday's mailbag. We have a couple already. If you sent in a voicemail over the last couple of days, don't worry, we're getting to them. 714-409-6396. That's 714-409-6396. Let me know how you're feeling about the lockout and how you're feeling about potential trades and stuff like that. Don't forget to check out my other podcast, Our Game. That's a baseball podcast, now with very little news coming in. An 8-part docuseries is exactly what you need. So check out my other podcast, Our Game, examining the Latin contributions to American baseball. It's really, really good, and I love it. I really loved working on it, and it's a great little history piece for you. And it's not that much of a listen, honestly. It's only a couple hours. And then, of course, my other podcast, you can catch me talking about movies and joking around with my friends. It's called Movies I Should Have Watched. We're watching all the old movies that we've missed over the years, and we're in the middle of Christmas month, Love Actually, Jingle All the Way, Christmas Vacation, Harry Met Sally, The Polar Express. We're watching all of those movies, and we are rating, reviewing them, and all that good stuff. It's a whole bunch of fun. That's Movies I Should Have Watched. I want to thank you for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day. For your second listen, check out Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by Your Boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us in today's episode of Locked On Angels. I'm so sorry that we had to do a negative episode, man. I promise that we're going to try and spin this happier, and we're gonna start next week on a happy note. Let's start next week on a happy note. Let's have a great weekend. Let's enjoy the California weather, and let's relax. Let's take a deep breath, everybody. We're going to get through this together. All right, guys, we'll talk to you next week. I'm Steve Granato. Later.